during the lesson. Item 1 from Rabash, Volume 2. What is anyone who mourns for Jerusalem is rewarded with seeing its joy in the work? Our sages said, anyone who mourns for Jerusalem is rewarded with seeing its joy. Taken literally, this is hard to understand. Certainly, there were many righteous who mourned for Jerusalem, yet Jerusalem was still not built. So how were they rewarded with seeing its joy? In the literal explanation, there are probably many answers to that, but we should interpret it in the work. It's known that Malchut is called Jerusalem. Hence, when we say the ruin of Jerusalem, it refers to the ruin of the temple, which is called divinity in the dust or divinity in exile. In other words, a person should assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven and believe that the Creator leads the world in benevolent guidance, since it is hidden from us. Malchut is one who gives to the souls and to Bia. Everything that comes from above to the creatures is considered Malchut. Thus, Malchut is not respected by the creatures because they do not see her importance, meaning what she gives to us. This is called Jerusalem in ruin. In other words, where she should have been giving delight and pleasure to the creatures, and where everyone should have seen her merit, they see that everything is ruined in her, and she has nothing to give. Instead, it is said about it, the mourners for Jerusalem and the lamenting, ruined, degraded, and desolate city. In other words, everything is ruined and destroyed, and this is called divinity in dust. Hence, when a person should assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven, the body resists vigorously. Thus, if a person overcomes and takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom, although he sees no importance, he mourns for the importance of Jerusalem being so hidden from us, prays about why Jerusalem has no importance, and asks of the Creator to raise Jerusalem from the dust it is in. To the extent that one regrets its ruin, he is rewarded with the Creator hearing his prayer. And that man is rewarded with seeing its joy, meaning that it bestows upon him delight and pleasure. It follows that the meaning will be that he who regrets and mourns for Jerusalem, for divinity being in the dust, that person is rewarded with seeing its joy. Because there is no light without a kli. And since he has the kli, meaning the lack, his regret that divinity is in dust, he is therefore rewarded with seeing the comfort of Jerusalem. 2.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash, The Exile of Divinity. The matter of exile of divinity is that everyone expels her and she has no place to residence among the lower because the lower one invite the Sitra Achra. And when one arrives and wishes to enter, the gates of Mochen Liba are closed, meaning that all things which are built upon the will to receive, thoughts as well as speech and action, everyone is ready to labor and toil for them. However, when the Holy Divinity arrives, meaning the will to bestow, whether in Mocha or in Liba, immediately the vessels of labor and exertion disappear. And if, on occasion, one does something for her, it is considered something redundant to the world, meaning that they would be happier if this aspect did not exist in reality, since at times when one is in a state of rest and the thought of the will to bestow appears, knocking and asking for permission to enter, then they tell her that they don't have time, since they're busy with the will to receive, and the will to bestow impairs the pleasures of the will to receive. Meaning that the Holy Divinity comes knocking on the doors, and they despise her, the way they despise the poor who knocks on the doors. And there is a custom among the Sephardim to answer the poor, God be merciful to you. But for now, there is no place for her. And redemption means that the Redeemer will come and insert her into the hearts of Israel. And then she will be the mistress, and the will to receive, the maid servant. And everyone will yearn to delight her. Only the Messiah of the Creator will be able to save her from her troubles, so that she will no longer have to go from door to door. Only the Messiah of the Creator can reveal her glory and greatness.